live. Yeah, yeah, we going live. Hey, hey, we going live. Yeah, yeah, we going live. Yeah, yeah, we going. Yeah, 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 we going. Yeah, 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 we going live. From the 50-yard line, we going live. From the 50-yard line, we going live.
Hello, beautiful people.
Oh, hello, hello.
I am Jared, the football genius Burgess.
And I am Stephanie Fitzpatrick, aka the Advantage Coach.
This is episode 157 of the Field to the Real podcast.
Yeah.
I want to salute our brother Court for
stepping in last week. Thank you, brother. You are a lifesaver. Right. Thank you, sir.
You know.
That was the last minute audible, y'all. Trust me.
Yeah, we had to call an audible. Omaha. Omaha.
All right.
I just want to say I appreciate you, Steph, because I know all the way up until the end, it was like, no, I'm going to do it.
I was trying.
But it was a lot for you to have to contend with. And so, you know, listen, y'all got to understand like the dedication to this podcast, because for those, I certainly wouldn't go into depth, but Stephanie has been dealing with tons. It's been a lot, and you know, she would be well within her right to be like, all right, Jared, I ain't got it this week. But even in, you know, driving long stretches, she still was like, all right, I'm going to be there to, you know.
Yeah.
To make sure
to make it work,
So I appreciate you, big sis.
No, I appreciate you for being so flexible. Like, whatever we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the plan. I was planning to be here last week. It just didn't work out. Yeah. So, but thank you. Thank you for just always holding us down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Always.
Now, we built this joint from from the ground up, and we made the decision that, you know, we gonna roll with it, and however it happens, we gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. It's been a pretty intense couple of weeks. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm back. Happy to be here. This brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
You know, funny thing is, in all of this, being around family and all of that over the last, you know, and just being more, because I'm in Florida without family. So being around family last week, it was funny because everybody knows where my passion is.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting that most of the male people who know me that was their conversation with me was around sports.
Right.
And I just thought it was funny. I was like, this is funny. This is how TV is that, you know what I mean? So, and even my little cousins, shout out to Melissa and Melanie, because they were like, no, we gonna get with you and you gonna spend some time not in the midst of all of the stuff, but like some just good quality time.
Yeah.
And I appreciate them for that. And so many other people who did the same thing over the time that I was there. My one little cousin, Melanie, is like, I know nothing about sports, just wait on Melissa. And so as soon as she got there, we started talking and it was just so funny. But it's just funny. I guess I'm just being known in that realm now. And my family is just, she's a sports girl.
Right. well, it's dope too, because they listen to the podcast, you know what I'm saying? And with Melissa's, your cousin that was on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, shout out to Melissa. Like when I tell you I'm not on IG very much.
Yes.
Her and the pictures with her husband and the kids.
Oh my God.
I love to see them and they...
they are an adventure all in themselves.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely an adventure all in themselves. They have three kids with very big personalities. It is hilarious.
they are hilarious, yes.
So shout out to Gabe and Melissa,
yes.
Harper, Hendrix, and Haley. Go, y'all.
I love the name Hendrix.
Yes, Hendrix. Yep. So
all right, well, let's jump right into who's going right.
Okay.
And you were surprised that this is the who's really right that I chose.
It is a surprise.
Why'd you say you were surprised by it?
Well, let's just be clear. What is your name? Jared the football genius? So as the football genius, yes, I am surprised that you would choose. So y'all, he had two choices. It was either going to be about the NFL draft or what we're going to talk about. And so I just assumed he'd pick the draft, not just because he's the football genius, but because it's coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
And so I figured he'd be like, no, let's talk about that. But he shocked me nonetheless. I love it. I'm here for it. I like it. Give me a little flavor. I'm here for it. And so I'm happy that we're talking about this. This is juicy. Like right now, this is juicy. No,
it really is, because there's so many different storylines around this, and there's so many different, like, you know, this is one of those years, much like last year. This is one of those years where it's like, we truly don't know who's going to win the NBA championship. We have no idea.
I'm just hanging on.
And in the moments where you're like, oh, this team is going to rise up and do it, no pun intended. Like every game is a shocker. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not one team that you can just be like, oh, that's going to be the team.
Right. Yep. No, I agree. This is probably, and I saw something, just as a side note, I saw something yesterday, I believe it is, about them adding more teams to the play-in, because I feel like that is helping to make this playoffs better.
I'm going to tell you, Cord and I talked about it a little bit last week.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I agree with the play-in is because it allows teams, because there is parity now. You know what I'm saying? It truly is parity.
Yep.
It allows teams not to tank for that number one pick.
Yep.
Because the more teams that you give an opportunity to go to,
right,
you know, more teams are going to scrap and scrape and try to get there.
Oh, that's what it was.
Well, I'm in the 10th or 11th seed right now.
Yep.
I have no shot at making the playoffs. Let me just try to get this number one pick.
Right. No, that's not what's happening. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I didn't even think about that as one of the reasons. I love it because of what you said. I feel like the play-in games were just dogfights.
Yeah.
They were dogfights. And I loved every moment of it. Like, that was the most competitive, like, I've seen, other than when we get to, like, maybe in the bubble, it was like that. It felt like that a little bit to me. But this, like, that play-in felt real, real competitive, grimy, just dogfight. It was a dogfight. It really was. And I, nobody be commenting about, I know dogfighting is wrong. It is just a statement.
I didn't even think about it when you said that. Shout out to Michael Vick.
If anybody knows me, I'm gonna just keep going. You know how I feel about a dog, so that is not what I meant. Literally, I just want to make that clear.
I was about to say, for somebody to believe that, they would have to not know you.
So
shout out to Corbin.
Okay, shout out to Corbin. So yes, I am I'm loving this, but I think it also prepares those teams who might be, you know, those 9, 8, 9, 10, like it prepares them for the playoffs a little more, give them a little taste of it. And the other thing is this Cinderella type, you know what I mean? What about that team that might just get on a roll right at the right time, but they might have been, you know, lull in the middle of the season that caused them to be seated down low like that. But now they're on a roll, everybody's healthy. I don't think they had a lull, but like the Pelicans, for instance, like I'm just saying, like everything's kind of, that's such a young team. And yeah. I feel like everything's meshing at the right time for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, we ain't said what the Who's Really Right was.
I know. I was just about to transition and say,
come on.
So apologies, and we won't keep y'all. You in suspense any longer. But we are going to make our predictions for who's going to win these first round games in the NBA playoffs. So we know that the play-in games are done already. Right. All of the teams who were seeded are seeded.
Yep.
The Pelicans were a surprise. They shot up into that eighth seed mm-hmm. after being the ninth seed.
Okay.
So we know right now, the Suns are playing the Pelicans. This is the Western Conference. Suns are playing the Pelicans.
Yep.
Grizzly are playing Timberwolves.
Yep.
Warriors, Nuggets, Mavericks, Jazz.
Yep.
All right. Of the Western Conference.
Yes.
Who do you have winning those games?
So out of those four games.
Series.
Out of those four series, I have Phoenix. I feel like they're gonna pull it out.
Okay.
I feel like Dallas is going to go ahead and pull out that one. Golden State, that's a done deal. Call sweep it. I feel like Memphis is going to pull this off. So all of the higher seeds on that side.
Okay.
Will win.
Okay.
Who you got?
On this side.
Yep.
I think with the only higher seed that I have losing is the Suns.
Mm.
Number one seed.
They in a fight now. I'm not gonna lie.
Whoa! I think that the Devin Booker injury.
I forgot about that.
That's what's going to cause. I think that
killer. I forgot.
Pelican smell blood.
Yeah, there's some blood in the water. Some sharks is coming. He's out 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. I totally forgot about that. I'm going to stick with what I said. Chris Paul's still there.
Chris Paul is cursed. Can you just say that? He's cursed. And Rajon Rondo alluded to this a couple of years ago, or a few years ago, excuse me.
Oh, no.
And I'm paraphrasing. I don't think that he actually said this, but he kind of intimated that some of the dirty stuff that Chris Paul does and some of the ways that he treats people is the reason why he's never going to
win. Oh, that's ugly. Okay. Well, I don't know that. I don't know anything about that. So, I don't know if the man's cursed about Jesus, but that sounds cool. But it's been a tough road. Let's just say that. His career he's been in places where I really thought they were going to do it, and it didn't happen. So, it could be it. I don't know. But I will say, because he was out. I mean, my gosh. Yeah, I would have said shoe-in for sure. I forgot about Devin Booker because that man was in a whole zone by himself the other day before his injury. 31 points in the first half. I mean, it was psychotic. Like, I was like, what is happening?
Right.
He couldn't miss a three. I don't care where he shot it from. It was Steph Curry-ish. You know what I mean? Right. Like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. The only reason I'm gonna still give it to them is because I feel like the Pelicans are so young.
Yeah.
They are young.
I mean,
they are. Isn't it three of their starters that are like rookies? Like they young.
Okay. I haven't paid that. I mean, I just know What's the player that was traded from Portland that played with Dame Lillard? They were
CJ McCollum.
Mm-hmm. Him and Brandon Ingram together.
Yeah, they are ugly now.
Well, and they have Steven Adams.
Yes.
And Steven Adams, if I'm not mistaken, if he didn't play in that championship or in that finals when they lost to the Heat, he played when they were supposed to beat the Warriors and they lost 3-1. I mean, they came back from 3-1. The Warriors did.
Mm-hmm.
So they got some folks with some experience.
Yeah, they do. But that's not good starting. I don't know. We'll see.
I think McCollum was a good pickup.
I do too. But he got to be, because like the other night when they were losing before Devin Booker got hurt, he was nowhere to be found, essentially.
Yeah.
So he has to be more consistent.
Definitely.
Consistently himself, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? He has to consistently be more himself in order to for them to win, because it's going to take that veteran leadership to get them over the hump, I feel.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump to the East.
Okay.
So the Heat are going against the Hawks.
Yeah.
The Celtics are going against the Nets.
Yes.
The Bucks versus the Bulls, and the Sixers versus the Raptors. Who do you have in this?
I love my Hawks, but I don't know. I'm going to say this. They're going to make a series out of it. But in the end, I think this is going to be one of those, unless they can sneak a game in Miami, where it's going to be wherever we play is who's going to win. Like, the energy in the space is what's going to dictate who wins. And I feel like if that's the case, then Miami is going to pull this off. Philly is about to just gonna take Toronto on out. I am going to go out on a limb with this Chicago team. I'm gonna go out on a limb with you.
What limb are you going out on?
Because I don't know that. I mean, I guess because I can't count out Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do it by himself. And then I feel like
Middleton back.
Huh?
Now I was trying to think, are they getting Chris Middleton back anytime soon? Because
for the
Bucks, out, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that while they may win a game or two, I feel like Boston is just going to be too much for the Nets.
Okay. So this is the one where I'm going with all of the higher seeds.
Okay.
And I don't know if you participated in 420 the other day. Because as I know you love your hometown, I know you are an ATL girl through and through.
Through and through.
But you just said that the Hawks were going to make this a series.
Yeah.
Grab your broom.
No. Trae Young ain't going to let that happen. I don't care if he got to do it all by himself. He's not going to let that happen. They won't get swept.
This is going to be a sweet step.
Huh?
Steph, this is going to be a sweep. This is going to be a sweep.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what the catalyst for it is. I see this Miami Heat team going all the way to the finals.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think the moment that will be the moment that we look back and say this is what propelled them is when Jimmy Butler and Udonis Haslem was about to scrap on the sideline.
Listen.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening? Okay, so we about to go on a tangent. We're going down a rabbit hole for a second.
Yeah.
Because I told you Jimmy Butler is crazy. Because this is not Udonis Haslem's personality. It's not.
Yeah.
He's been there how long? And we've never.
Forever.
Forever.
Yes.
Never have we seen. Now, mind you, when he on the court, he a beast. But still, even that, not nasty. Not, it's about business. he gonna do what he need to do, but he's not that dude, right?
Yeah.
So this is for him to get to that place. Means Jimmy Butler pushed some buttons that nobody else has ever been able to push in all of the years that Udonis Haslem has been with Miami Heat.
Right. Now, but we see the fruits.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Butler just been psychotic for real. Like on the floor, he has just been, it's like it ignited him into some kind of crazy beast.
I think it ignited the team though. Because the one thing that I can say about Jimmy Butler, and everybody isn't going to respond to this level of motivation. That's why he is in the perfect place with the perfect staff who are going to get those type of people who are going to respond to that level of motivation.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't the Timberwolves. You know what I'm saying? Where we going to be fragile about our teammate calling us out and going at us hard. They going to go back at you, and we're going to see that this thing is going to gel together, and I wouldn't be surprised. I got them going to the finals. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if they won it.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I would love to – listen, even though I call him crazy, I would love to see Jimmy Butler win. I'm not going to lie. I would love to see him win because I can't think of anybody who gives more of themselves.
To the game.
Like when he on the floor, you getting not even 100%. You getting 200%. This man goes crazy, okay?
Yeah.
So he deserves to win, in my opinion, and that just for that, just because of how he is when he playing the game. So his passion for, you know, what he does comes through. And for that, you deserve to win. So I hope if that's the case, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. We're going to get, so we went down the rabbit hole. We back. Go ahead.
Finish. No, I said at the beginning, I got all of the top seed winners. So okay. I got the Celtics beating the Nets.
Yeah.
That might, it may go six games, but I'm thinking the gentleman sweep.
Yeah, they might get one or two, maybe.
Chris Middleton, it says that he'll be back. It's looking like he'll be back May 5th.
That's next week.
That's
we
next.
We got the next.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we got the next.
We got the next.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I don't know. You might be right, but I'm gonna stick with the Bucks on this, and the Sixers, they running away with this thing.
Yeah, that's a get your broom out for that one for real. That ain't even no yeah.
So
yeah,
that's what I got.
Okay, so you got two sweeps on the East. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys let us know who you think is really right. We didn't have much of a difference, honestly.
So I picked
all of the high seeds in the West.
Uh-huh.
And I said that the one seed was going to get knocked off.
Right. And then on the other side, you picked all of the high seeds, and I picked Chicago.
You picked Chicago, right? So we just went on each side where it was a difference. Mm-hmm. But if you guys have something different, which if you do, then there might be something wrong with you. You guys let us know who you think is really right.
Well.
Real good topics. Yes. You know, I've had a problem making sure I say that at the beginning of the segments.
Yeah.
So I had to make sure, I had to remind myself that I had to say that first.
We just be so excited about what we're talking about. That's
right.
All.
Yeah. I just jump right into it. Yeah. So we're going to start off with these two potential playoff comebacks. And I don't know how, if they're more possible and probable. But it's looking like they're talking about Zion Williamson and Ben Simmons coming back for the playoffs to help their teams. What did you think about when you saw this?
I cringed, particularly for the Pelicans.
Okay.
Because I feel like they have become a well-oiled machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Zion requires them to play differently than they do right now.
Okay.
And so I feel like that would be messing them up, essentially, right? It would be messing them up. I feel like With Ben Simmons, it's not as big of a deal because I don't feel like there's any gelling at all going on. not to that extent, mm-hmm. at least with the Nets. And so I feel like, you know, hey, he might be able to add a little something to what they got going on and help them to do better. So I feel like if anything, he wouldn't be a hindrance, more of a benefit.
We got the same take on this, essentially, right? Because
yeah.
I think that adding Zion to what's going on in New Orleans could be catastrophic.
Yep.
One, because it could affect their chemistry and what mm-hmm. they got going on right now.
Yep.
But two, he could potentially re-injure himself. And based off of, you know, all that we've seen, I don't know that, you know, rushing him back with as patient as you've been with him, just right. because you guys are in the playoffs and, you know, could use him at 100%, I don't know that it's worth it right now. I think that you just let him go ahead and wait till next season, let him be fully healed, give him a few more months for his body to heal and for him to get in good condition.
I was going to say, can he get on a diet and get in good condition? All of that.
Listen, have you had a beignet?
No. You know I'm not a bread person, though.
So. Yeah, if I was a $100 million person, I'm not even a bread person either. But these beignets is something special. If I had $100 million and you sent me in New Orleans, I might be saying, Jerry, it's time to lose some weight.
Oh God!
I love me some crawfish etouffee.
Oh no! Yeah, see, you
I love
got
me
all
some
that.
Gumbo.
You got all that. Yeah, I'm good. I mean, and I get it. It's a rich culture.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna need him to. Yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Either way. But yeah.
But I think with Ben Simmons, like, one, because you don't even, I think Ben Simmons, even if you had him play a few minutes a game, just maybe taking Jason Tatum and playing defense on Jason Tatum.
Yeah, because y'all don't
have an answer for him. That could possibly turn a series.
It could, because they don't have an answer for him right now. Mm-hmm. So it could
you
help.
Need KD to score, so you can't have KD playing the defense that he needs to play on him. So Ben Simmons would be a welcome addition right now.
Yeah, no, I agree.
A healthy Ben Simmons.
Right.
Or healthy.
And that's the thing, like a healthy Ben Simmons mentally and physically will be what they need. Absolutely from the defensive end of the floor for sure. And you're right. Somebody got to guard Jason Tatum. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, let's move on to the Shaq story, though. I didn't get to see the Pivot podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see this one. And I wanted to, you know, Shaq has said some things about my GOAT in the past couple of days. You know what I'm saying? That has been very upsetting to me. You know,
I don't know what he said. I didn't
appreciate some of the things he said.
Oh gosh, of course.
But I love Shaq. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite athletes of all time. And apparently other people do too, because he has the highest Q score of any, and I always mention this when I say something about Shaq. He has the highest Q score of any athlete ever.
Yeah. I mean, the guy is likable. It's hard not. Even, and the thing that I like about him and why I love that he's so likable is because he's just him.
Right.
Like this, you get just him. Like, I will be honest, I cannot stand to watch TNT, their coverage, because I have the time, it's like I need subtitles to understand what Shaq is saying.
You need the subtitles with the little bouncing ball?
Something telling me, what is he saying? Because I don't... It is so, everything's so monotone.
I forgot who made that joke.
That's how it sounds. So I'm like, wait, what did he say? But yeah, I know he's a really smart dude. He's a really kind dude. Mm-hmm. And that's why people love him. He's just him, right? He's going to be unapologetically himself. And I love that about him.
Yeah.
So on the Pivot, he was again unapologetic, and I love the self-awareness. And I saw this meme today. Somebody said it's not enough to just be self-aware, you have to be self-correcting.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so good. And I feel like he's had some aha moments, right? In his self-reflection. And so what he said, particularly, I'll just read the quote the way he said it. "Just because things you do make you seem like you're perfect, you're not perfect," Shaq said. "Big mistake in the Penny Hardaway relationship, big mistake in the Kobe Bryant relationship, horrible mistake in both marriages." And he said, "Other than that, I don't really dwell on a lot of, but those things I really dwell on because one, I know better. I don't like to make excuses, but I had a lot going on. I was arrogant, I was dumb. And sometimes when you do, hold on one second, when you do a lot of stuff and you don't want to work at stuff. Those are the only three major regrets that I have. Everything else I try not to dwell on. I'm glad that I've lived my life and I did it my way." Boom.
So I didn't get to hear, I definitely didn't hear that quote, but I did hear what he said about, I heard the clip, what he said about his ex-wife. I didn't even know he was married twice, but
yeah,
Shawnee O'Neal.
Oh yeah, he know he messed up.
Yeah, and it was refreshing to hear him speak in such a way, you know, because, you know, I watch Atlanta Housewives. I've never really watched Basketball Wives or anything like that, yeah. But you know, I've seen little clips here and there, yeah. You know, and the one thing I can appreciate, and again, I've never watched this, so I don't know if there's something deeper here that I just never seen or anything like that, but I can appreciate that she's always kind of, you know, spoke highly of him in the clips. Absolutely. That I've seen around his children.
Absolutely. He's a great dad. That's what, yeah. She said. And even, I don't think she's ever been really bitter, angry, having that kind of mindset that she needs to tear him down to feel, yeah. Like she's validated. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like she just doesn't seem like that type of person. Like she seems very emotionally intelligent.
Yes.
And so she's just been really like even keel. Like this didn't work out. Right. Just take care of your children, sir, and we're good.
Right.
And I feel like that is something that he's paid attention to, because he can see not just in his own situation, but in other people's situations, how things work out or don't work out and how, mm-hmm. people respond. And he didn't have that situation where he had that drama ever.
Right.
You know what I mean? He did not have that drama. And I think it's a testament to her and the person that she is.
Mm-hmm.
And he recognizes that. And, I appreciate, like you said, I appreciate him appreciating her.
Yeah.
And I also appreciate him being a man about his, the way he treated Penny and the way he treated Kobe. Like those were the times when I was like, I don't know if I like you, Shaq. Like,
yeah.
But Penny, I'm gonna give you, you were young.
Yeah.
You were young. You were young. He said it dumb. Just, you know what I mean? And I feel like the whole Kobe thing was ego.
Mm-hmm. On both of their parts.
Yes. So,
on both of their parts.
Absolutely. So I feel like, you know, that reflection, and I think he's been in this place and space since Kobe died.
Yeah, yeah. The one thing I appreciate too about that though is he got to give Kobe his flowers. You know what I'm saying? And apologize before.
Yes.
They had that sit down conversation where it was, yes. About an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yep.
And they got to have a conversation face to face, you know,
yeah.
Not taking shots
at each other. Yep. Media, mm-hmm.
And, you know, yep. And that was refreshing to see. And in retrospect, mm-hmm. Like to see him, you know, having had those conversations, and it wasn't a thing that he had to do posthumously.
Right.
You know.
What a hard thing to do. Like,
yeah.
Oof. So yes, you're right. He manned up. They manned up, had their conversation, him and Penny. Sure, they've had many and multiple by now.
Yeah.
Even Shawnee, and I can't think of his other wife's name, but even those conversations, I'm sure. Like, that's what I love. Like, you know, nobody's perfect, but can we admit can we admit what we do?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're somebody who's got lots of money, and they tend not to feel like they need to. And so I really appreciated this from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. Jerry West is asking for a retraction and an apology from the show, the HBO show, the hit HBO show, Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty, because of their portrayal of him as being this angry, drunk, mean man with a bad temper.
Yep.
But because it's loosely based on the book, and they've added kind of a little bit of color to it, kind of make it, to spruce it up and give it a little more entertainment value.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, one, them kind of not consulting him to get an accurate portrayal of him, and him feeling a way about it?
One, how do we know that's not accurate? Because he said...
Well, no, not just him, because there were a lot of people who came out in Jerry West's defense and said that this wasn't him. He wasn't an ill-tempered drunk or anything like that. You know.
All right. So fair enough. Yes, they should have consulted him, but they know they would not have had the show would not have been as good as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing is we got to take this in the context of the way that it's being presented, right? It is not a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a play-by-play, fact-to-fact type thing. Right. This is entertainment.
Yeah.
Loosely based on y'all, true enough, but it's entertainment, right? I don't know if I feel him in wanting them to at least, they should at least have something in the show that says, you know, these are not based on facts. You know how they do. These stories are not based on fact and blah, 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 blah. And I feel like that could appease where he's coming from, right? Like, okay, they didn't just go talk to a bunch of people and figure out that Jerry West was a mean drunk. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. So they're not doing it. And so I feel like that would be probably the best way to go about it, because I could see, if that were me, I'd be upset. I don't want nobody lying on, I mean, it feels like you're lying on me, right?
Right.
So I don't want that. But if you can put it out there that, hey, this is just some fictional, we use some facts from what we know, but it's something we totally made up.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like at that point I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm not gonna take it personally.
To me, there are enough because I feel like you're using reality to justify, you know, and I'm talking about the people who created the show. You're using reality to justify entertainment, right? Yeah. And so even if, you know, all of those movies they put at the beginning is, you know, some statement about it being loosely based on the life of, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
But we don't consume stuff like that. Now, I'm not the masses. Like, each of us may say, okay, this really probably wasn't how it actually happened.
Right.
But, you know, and they did this for entertainment value, but most people are going to look at this and say, oh, that's how Jerry West was giving it up.
Right.
You know, and to me, like,
he was an old grumpy, angry drunk. Right. Yeah.
And so if, like, that's what's going to be out there about me, then I 100% would have a problem with it, you know, regardless of if you make that statement in the beginning that this is loosely based on. Because even with the loosely, like, you're still playing with my legacy.
No, I agree with that, Jared. I agree. I do. Yeah. I hear you. I agree with that. Like, the man's reputation is at stake. And so why I agree with it is what you said at the very beginning. because we live in a society where people take what they see at face value.
Yeah.
Without doing their own homework, without, that's why anybody can get on these platforms and say anything as an expert and people believe it. You ain't looked into whether that person had any experience, background, what does their life look like?
Right.
They can be telling you all this and their whole thing is a sham, a shamble behind you. So like, that's the thing I'm saying, but no, I get it. For that purpose and that reason, I agree. Like, they should retract and apologize. Absolutely. Yeah. They got to come out with something beyond just a statement. They need to make this right. They need to make him whole again, basically, is what the courts would say, right? Make him whole again. So they need to make him whole again. I agree. Because you messing up this man, that's who you see on the basketball.
That's the logo.
Like, that's the logo. So right. I'm going to need, yeah. So that's true. Yeah.
Real roll call. Now we're going to motor through these.
Yep.
We got a minute for each one.
Okay. We're going to beat that. Let's go.
I understand how you feel right now with the setting the clock, because I ain't really feel like setting the clock.
No, I'm doing it. Let's go.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. We only got three real roll call topics today.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with the first one. Debo Samuel wants out of San Francisco. But why, since it's not money? What do you think?
I think it's just the culture at this point for him. I feel like he's like, they didn't want to, I mean, I'm sure they're willing to throw the whole sink at him, right? Give him what he wants to stay, because he's a hybrid player, which is a unique thing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he just feels like it doesn't mesh well for him anymore. You know how I feel about that coach. So could just be some, you know, not having that chemistry and that vibe with the people you need to be around, basically. Mm-hmm. It's not about money. That's got to be what it is.
So I don't think that is. So I think that it ends up being about money, but I don't think it starts there. I think where it starts, and you said that, like, he's a Swiss Army knife, right? You can use him for everything, running back, receiver. You guys, the Falcons have a player like that as well. I can't think of his name.
Cordell Patterson.
Yes. So I think, though, that he doesn't like, one, because it could lead to injury, but he doesn't like being used like that. Mm-hmm. And in being used like that, you're devaluing him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't pay him enough. If you're going to use him that much.
You got to pay him for each position, right?
Yeah. If his usage is going to be that high, you have to pay him.
Yeah. Taysom Hill is another one. Yeah.
Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Kyrie was a fine. Kyrie Irving fined $50K for inappropriate response to fans. What happens to the fans when they say and do inappropriate things? And go.
I'm sick of having this conversation. I'm going to just say that, because we always having this conversation. Why is it that you're okay with allowing these people to say anything to these men and you think they're not going to respond on some level? Like, what? I'm sick of having this conversation. What are they going to do about these people? Like, they need to start, you're going to have to make examples out of somebody. So you, whatever that looks like, that's what needs to happen.
Well, so, and I agree, but that has been happening. The guy that spit on,
spit at
Trae Young last year, he got ejected from, he can never go back to Madison Square.
Right.
You'll often see Russell Westbrook, if somebody says something out the way to him, get him up out of here.
Maybe that's what the players need to do more of.
Well, the players got it, exactly. The players got to do that. And Kyrie, instead of doing that, he wanted to, in his words, see if they was about their life. That makes sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense. But we already know it's Kyrie. What makes sense?
All right. So Kevin Durant has not been playing the best. What's going on with him? And go.
I think it is mental, not physical. I think it's mental. I think he is questioning a lot of things right now, because he thought, oh, I'll go there, it'll be better. I'll go there, it'll be better. Everywhere he's gone, he's still not satisfied.
This is a deeper thing you're saying.
It's deeper than just on the court.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Yeah.
Well, I mean, so he's been playing, he's played well since he's been there. Like, if you remember the series last year against the Bucks, like, he played phenomenal. Like, he almost won that series.
By himself,
essentially. I think this is probably a thing where he's thinking too much, and he's probably thinking too much because schematically, he's had to kind of take
a bigger
Tatum. He has to take more responsibility. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's rough when you got to do it alone.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say alone to, like, you know.
But there's not been consistency other than him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's not been you, Kyrie, come in, out because of COVID protocol. Then you're getting pieces. James Harden gone. Now you got this one. Now you get. It's not, he hasn't had any, I'm sorry, we're past our minute. Anyway.
No, go ahead.
Hasn't had any consistency around him in his time in New Jersey, in my opinion.
No, I totally agree with that. I feel like, and this should have been a topic. I feel like, you know, this is one of those things where we see how playing with great teammates really allows you to be free enough to play at your highest. When you got to have more responsibility, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why.
You're real good right now.
Right. That's why when we look at and we compare players and we compare eras and stuff like that, like, well, if you're playing with the Warriors where a lot of the responsibility is taken off of your shoulders and you get to operate in the way that you can, then you're going to look like one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You heard what I just said. He probably like, man, I should have stayed in Golden State.
Right. I think he feels that way now.
Oh, I know he feels that way.
It looks like a collision course between Miami and Golden State.
All right. So we are on to our mental health moment.
Yes.
It's a little different. Just a little different, right?
Yeah.
Because this story struck me really hard, right?
Yeah.
Hall of Fame tennis player Pam Shriver opened up about her experience as a teenager. Essentially, she was 17 years old, having an affair with her coach, who was 33 years older than her at the time. And she talks about the mental anguish and how it affected her, the emotional abuse that came with being in that situation, essentially. She talked about times when his wife might come on the tour and how uncomfortable she was, or how he would treat her, knowing that she was, and this lasted for 5 years. Mm. They did this for 5 years, and she said she wanted to speak out on it, and this is why I felt like it was important to bring it up, not only because of the dynamic that comes with being in those situations where you're somebody's coach and trying to have an intimate relationship with that person, but also I'm proud of her for her bravery to say, I'm saying this because it's still happening. And she said, I cringe, like it's a trigger every time I see a situation where there's a one of the players and they're dating their coach. And she said, so, you know, just to make people more aware of the frequency in which it happens in sports, not just tennis, but also the impact that it has. She said she's been in therapy for years over this. So it's not just some little something, you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, and she was 17, let's be clear.
Right, yeah.
So I just thought this was a good topic to talk about.
Yeah, I think it was good that she actually spoke out about it. Initially, when I first read about it, I kind of was on the fence. And I think it was because I didn't see the part about her being 17.
Yeah.
I was just kind of on the fence about, like, you know, her speaking about it in the timing that she did. You know what I'm saying?
She waited till he died to talk about it.
Right. That was my whole thing. But I think the importance of her being young and, you know, understanding that, you know, understanding being in that relationship and possibly helping somebody else who may be in those certain types of relationships, who may be even younger than her, exactly. Quite frankly, it was important for her to speak about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm certainly a big proponent of people sharing their truths, you know, but it, for me, like when it's, you know, posthumous with something like that, you know,
when they can't defend themselves.
Yeah. I'm always leery of that. But in this specific case, in the way that she spoke about it or whatever, like, I think that she did it in a very classy, tasteful way.
Yeah. It wasn't to bash him. She spoke about this from her perspective, like right. What it did to her and how it affected her, not saying he was some mean, awful person. We could have that conversation too, but that's not, you know.
That's not what this was about.
That's not what this was about. It was literally about her having the bravery to speak on this topic. Because, I mean, let's be clear. She still was having an affair with a married man. So who would want to come out and say that if it wasn't true?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know that because people going to look at you sideways. Like, but you were having an affair with him. He was married. You know what I'm saying? So I know that she wasn't doing this as a attention grabber type thing or, you know, something to kind of make him feel like make him look bad posthumously. It was literally just, I got to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Feel good final thought?
Yeah.
I know this was something that, you know, that warm our heart, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously not the circumstances around it, but
oh my gosh.
The fact that these two clubs could put aside their rivalry and their differences to give a tribute to Cristiano Ronaldo in the way that they did.
Yeah, that's
awesome. The story goes, a couple of weeks ago now. Footballer Cristiano Ronaldo lost his infant son, his baby boy. If I'm not mistaken, they were twins and they lost the boy.
I didn't see that part. Really?
Yeah. And so, I might be wrong. I just know that they got two very young children and it sounded like both of them were infants. So I think that they were twins, but I may be mistaken with that.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost their child and he came out and made a statement about it. And he went back home, obviously during this time to be with his family and to, kind of take care of things. But Liverpool and Manchester United, who are like bitter rivals.
Yes.
bitter rivals.
Yes.
They came together for a tribute and they actually organized this thing once they heard the news. They came together for a tribute and in the seventh minute of their match, they stood and they gave Cristiano Ronaldo a standing ovation while You'll Never Walk Alone played in the stadium. And it was touching to see when I looked at the video because these teams are rivals. Like,
no.
There's no scenario that I can imagine where Washington football team fans and the Cowboys make something like this work.
I would hope so. I listen, we're gonna give them a little more credit than that.
I do not have faith in that part of humanity with football Americano. But
gosh.
No, in all seriousness, this was something like, this warmed my heart, you know.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, this is tragic. This is something that—
Oh my God. Like,
nobody could have planned for, nobody could have thought, but to have these fans who were very, like those soccer fans,
they're crazy. Fans,
yeah, they serious about their football over there.
They're crazy about their football, baby.
But to see them come together like this was heartwarming.
Love it. You said the perfect word. It's the humanity. It's the humanity in them. Like nobody can, I don't care who you are. If you hear about somebody, you cannot not feel something for somebody having gone through what he just went through. So unless you're just a robot, like, right, or just completely heartless, you can't, it can't even be about like sports at that point. It's just humanity. And I just appreciate them for being human. And showing their brother some true support and love, regardless of who he plays for.
So all right, show picks. What you watching?
So I just been, you know, this that weird time of the year for me, right? Basketball about the end. And, you know, the good thing is we got, it's been, I mean, it feels like it's a USFL game on every day. So getting a little football in that way, but watching these spring games, I don't know why, I just been catching a couple of, I watched a few of these spring games, just, you know, like, I want to see, I think Jackson State plays Saturday. I would love to see that. Listen, they finna make a whole homecoming event out of this, right? So, but I just, I don't know. I just, I like that feel, that fresh feeling of, you know, getting back to football and, and seeing them, you know, showing up to play. So that's what I've been doing.
I caught a small piece of the Georgia spring game.
We might see them.
We might see a repeat.
I'm just saying. They got a nice stable.
They do.
Going on over there. So.
Yeah, they do. Ready to turn that corner. I've been watching Candy in the Gang, and this is kind of the extension.
So funny to me, you and this whole reality TV. It's just so funny to me that you, the documentary dude,
I know,
watch reality TV. It's just the oxymoron. Like,
so the thing is, right? And with the people who I'm like, and you know, Candy Burris is somebody who I'm certainly a fan of. Just for, you know, her business acumen, like, and all of the irons that she has in the fire.
She's like, a good lady.
Huh?
She's a good lady. I love her. She's just a good lady.
Right. Yeah. And so, so seeing, like, I'm entertained by it, certainly. But I really watch it. I'm like, I wanted, like, how does she do these things? You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm sure I don't get the total backstage pass that, you know, you know, reality TV, but like just kind of seeing the moves they make and just how, you know, the moves they make, the sacrifices that they have to make, you know, to build businesses and do things in the way that they do them. Like, I'm very intrigued by that. And I think it's so dope that she will use, and I didn't think about like all of the things that she had used that, like something disparaging about her or about her family, she uses it and turns it into a business.
Like, oh, that's a lesson. So she's a great lesson learner.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Like, I'm always like, when something tragic or something like adverse comes, I'm always like, what is the lesson? What do I need to learn? So that's the mindset it sounds like she has. Like, okay, I'm supposed to take God, you made that happen, because we don't go through what we go through just for ourselves,
no reason.
So she's like, let me figure out how to make that work. I loved it. Go for it.
And it's she has countless examples of her going through something and her using it and making it into something, a business, or you know, because Old Lady Gang, essentially, somebody made a joke about her, her mom and her aunts, and she turned that into a restaurant. You know?
So now who got the last laugh?
Exactly.
Right? That's it. Okay. All right.
We are at the end step. This is the end of episode 157.
Yeah.
For those of you out there, we truly appreciate you guys. If you want to get in touch with us, you know, to give us feedback, some constructive criticism. Somebody said something real out the way to us the other day, and I partly got mad, but I was like, well, you did kind of interact with us, so I guess I won't be too mad. But basically, it was when we were talking about the topic of the owner of the Ravens. We were telling him that he needs to mind his business. In regards to the Cleveland Browns giving
and Deshaun Watson the money that they did.
And so the guy responded like, well, that is his business because it's going to affect, you know, his contract. He was like, you guys are ignorant, don't know what you're talking about. That part, he could have left the sauce off of that part.
But beg your pardon, but okay.
Right. And my whole thing is, I didn't get to respond to this because it was a whole bunch of stuff I had on my chest that I was about to throw at him.
No.
You know.
It's okay. People are entitled to their opinion.
Definitely.
So that's how they feel. Now, I will not receive that I'm ignorant because I'm not. Jared is not ignorant. So we will not receive that we're ignorant. Thank you for watching, though. Thank you for listening, however. So we will just take it and say, you just disagree with how we felt about it. And we're going to leave it at that. And you probably should have, sir, see me in my emotional intelligence, talking to you without ignorance, saying that you probably should have just left it at you disagree with what we said.
Exactly.
Not call us ignorant. That's all.
That wasn't necessary.
So. Keep watching, keep listening, but you can keep those kind of,
We appreciate constructive feedback. Like,
absolutely.
All the name calling and stuff like that. Like,
it's not necessary. It's okay.
Because I'm sure you wouldn't say that to either one of us.
Not to my face. I believe I know that.
Yeah.
Not, have you seen this man? I'm just saying. I don't know. Like, I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So, you didn't finish. Email us.
With your constructive feedback.
That's right.
You can shoot us a tweet. You know what I'm saying? Our Twitter is at Phil, the number two, the real P1. You can hit us up on IG, at Phil, the number two, the real podcast. And if you look right above Stephanie's head, Facebook and YouTube is Phil to the real podcast. Come, you know, let us know what you think. Excuse me.
That's you.
Excuse me.
You.
Now, I didn't get allergies until I moved down here to Georgia. Jesus.
But anyway,
you can check out our videos and, you know, give us constructive feedback.
Yes. Emotional intelligence.
Right. Yes. We are at the end of another one. We truly appreciate you guys for watching, sticking it out with us. But we are out of here. Peace. That finger ain't disappeared.
Listen, I put them in front of me purposely like this. Like,
Now put the cameras on me. 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 Put the cameras on me.